Welcome to another Carlo and Laidlaw Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, I've been overseas for a little while, and apparently they've had this international rules played here in Adelaide Oval and Perth recently.
They have, but I was going to ask your, because I mean, I know you love your footy, but there's been a lot of criticism of the international rules.
Yes.
Now, from my perspective, it's like, you know, I think it's a great opportunity. You've got the best players from Australia playing in one spot, which I think has got to be great for fans. But, you know, it's like when you see the NBA, like the All-Stars, you know. But there's been a lot of criticism of this sort of concept. So I was interested in you being a footy diehard, what your thoughts were.
Well, personally, I wish they would do the State of Origin, Victoria and South Australia. That was always very popular, and that would have pulled in 50,000 at Adelaide Oval. I saw they got 25,000 or so at Adelaide for the international game. I saw a little bit on YouTube there. It was a little bit the way they score the goals over the top. They get 3 points, and if they get a soccer-type goal, they get 6 points, and if they get it behind, they get a point. So it's sort of a little bit of a compromise between the Aussie rules game and the Gaelic footy. And it's sort of, I suppose you have to have something to attract the crowds. I don't know why they don't have State of Origin, though, because it is very popular in rugby in New South Wales and Queensland. And that's become a very historic game where they always sort of play for the Bledisloe Cup or whatever it is that they play for. Whereas if they did something with the Australian rule, South Australia, Western Australia and Victoria have a tri series or whatever, I think that would gain the same popularity if they put the resources into that. As far as the international game is concerned, back in 1968, that Harry Beitzel got the Galahs to go over and play overseas with a type of Gaelic type of game with Ron Brassey and Neil Curley and all those guys. And that was fine. That sort of introduced the Aussie type sporting spirit sort of around the world. But I think today, where you got Port Adelaide playing in China and you got other teams, St Kilda and that, playing in New Zealand, I don't think we need the international rules type concept, because it compromises the game that we all love, and we want to spread the game that we love to the world.
But there was reasonable crowds, like 25,000 here, 30,000 over in Perth. And so, and it may, like, for the players, I mean, it's interesting, like, the players, do they want to play State of Origin? What's stopping? I mean, because, like, that's what's always compared. We should be, like, the criticism heard was, well, we shouldn't be wasting money. We should be putting this money back into grassroots football, which I imagine there's already a fair bit of money. I mean, football generates a lot of money, and they do put a lot of money back into grassroots. We should have State of Origin, but State of Origin seemed, I mean, when was the last time we played a State of Origin game?
1999, I believe.
And so, like, the other thing with, like, you've got New South Wales versus Queensland in the rugby, so that's sort of, that's easy. But with footy, AFL, I mean, you've got WA, you've got South Australia, you've got Victoria. So how would you do it? Because, like, when you've got that, like, the Blues versus the Maroons, so you've got those, and that's well-established, how would you, like, how do, I mean, it was always a big game, the Big V versus SA, you know, the South Australians, that was always a big, I remember that as a kid. But where do you bring the other stuff in?
Well, you've got to remember, rugby has got a strong foothold in Queensland and New South Wales, whereas Aussie rules is very strong in WA, SA and Victoria, as well as Tasmania to a lesser extent.
That's the other, because traditionally, again, if you look at those, I mean, we often forget Tassie, but they've had footy there for, you know, it's been a big sport there, and they've had some great players in the good old days come over to VFL,
yep,
but of course now playing in the AFL, and then AFL have expanded, so now we've got football in New South Wales and we've got football in Queensland, but probably not that, the basis, you know, the original traditional stuff there.
Well, to be honest, if I was sitting down watching one of these international rules games and it was halfway through and it was a close game and my wife said, let's go to the theatre and watch a movie or something, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd go to watch the movie. But if it was a State of Origin or an AFL Grand Final or something like that, I wouldn't. I'd stay home to watch it. And I think that is the mindset of a lot of people that have grown up loving the game of football. So I think the international rules is just a curiosity, and it really doesn't rate that highly in my book. But there's probably, if it attracts people to the game, I suppose, that's another side of it.
But is it the same? Like, would you go to a game, would you be interested in a game, let's say, Victoria? Like, we've had, you know, the Allies, and we've had all these different groups, you know what I mean? And that, to me, takes away from it. Like, I'd love to go and see South Australia versus Victoria.
Yes.
Because that's what, you know, being South Australian, we've grown up with that rivalry against Victoria, just like New South Wales, Queensland. But it would take away from me if I go, okay, hang on, we've got players who've come from WA, New South Wales, Tassie. That would take away from me a little bit, because it's not, to me, that's not state of origin. That's like, okay, well, here's Victoria, you play the rest, or how would you come? I mean, that's the, how do you come up with the teams now?
Well, that kind of panders to the Victorian mindset of them being the best, doesn't it? That, oh, we're so good, we can play everyone else and beat them. And I've never, it's never sort of been on my agenda to sort of watch any of those games. I don't think I've honestly watched any of the Victorians playing the Allies types games, because it's fabricated to a large extent, and in a smaller version, so is this international rules. It's sort of a little bit of fabrication to suit the agenda of what the Victorians want to do, I suppose. As a South Australian, a proud South Australian, I want to see SA beat the Vics. I want to see us beat Western Australia. That's probably shows more my age that I've followed football for so long.
So is that then, so that's a different thing. Like, that's much harder to organise. It takes a lot more time. Like, coaches, again, probably don't want to give up their players, which seems to be one of the big issues against state of origin. And even, like, interesting, Selwood got a black card in the last game in the international rules. And they're talking about he might get a suspension from the AFL season. And to me, that doesn't seem right. Like, if you're going to play, I mean, it's not, you're playing this hybrid game, and it's really a demonstration type thing, isn't it? And for now, a player, I mean, that might put, say, players in the future, well, I actually don't want to play. I don't want to put myself at risk. Because we know, like, I mean, that's been part of the attraction, I think, of the game, because there's been some pretty fiery games in history between the two. Like, the Irish don't mind a scrap, and the Australians aren't going to take a backward step. So there's been some pretty fiery sort of stuff in the past, and I know that was some of the talk coming up to this one, like, guys, use common sense, control stuff. But Selwood's obviously come in what was deemed a late hit and got black carded, and now they're talking about giving him a suspension, which will carry over next season to the AFL.
I don't agree with that. That's not apples and apples, is it? It's two different sports. I mean, there's sort of traces of the Australian game in it, but it's you can't possibly carry that suspension over. I mean, I do understand that you have to play in the AFL to qualify for these games, so that's probably how they're looking at it. But I'm sure Selwood wasn't going out of his way to be a hatchet man or anything. It was just in the field of play, by what I've heard. So I'm thinking to myself, that'd be pretty harsh to suspend him for AFL games.
So do you think it's enough then just to have the All-Australian team? Like, okay, because, I mean, that must be great recognition for a player. I mean, because, again, to be judged one of the best in your competition against all your other peers has got to be, I mean, I know it's in that sense it's just going to be an honorary thing, but surely I'd imagine most players would actually appreciate being picked in the All-Australian team.
If they're going to do anything, why not pick an All-Australian team and have a game against the AFL Premier as a curtain raiser to the season the following year?
But again, this is like, now it's off season in that sense. It's all done, so players can relax a little bit. Coaches, you know, they can go. I mean, it must be a great, fun for the players too to get together and do a bit of travel. They're up, you know, in the Barossa, training. So that's, again, you know, them getting out there. And there was a lot of interest there. A lot of people came to watch them train. So that's all great. Surely that's great publicity for AFL. And I think people do want to see. I mean, it's, you know, you want to see those famous names all linked up playing together.
But the reason the crowds are coming out to watch them, I believe, is because they're AFL players, not because they're playing the international game. So I suppose you've got to separate those two facts to have a look at it. And on the other side of the coin, it's playing in these international games that give the opportunity for these players to go to those areas. So it's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it?
It is, but we benefit from it. I mean, there's been some great Irish players come to Australia and play AFL. So
Jimmy Steins?
Yeah, well, of course, and Ty Connelly, and you've got to forgive me, but there's a young another guy that's just come over recently who was ripping it up this year. But surely, though, again, it's a great opportunity for those guys to actually come over and sort of learn the game and be part of what we do here.
You know what I really would like to see? If we're going to play an international game, how about the Irish come over here and play one game of Aussie rules and one game of Gaelic football?
Or we go over there.
Same deal, same deal. Play one game of each. How would that be?
I reckon that, see, that, I mean, and the other thing that, well, that would be pretty tough for the Irish, I reckon, because, I mean, I think it's probably easier, I could be wrong here, but I reckon it's easier going from a football that we use, the oblong shape, to a round ball. I know it's different, but I reckon it'd be harder to go from the round ball to the Aussie rules ball. I reckon, because kicking a round ball, like even someone as simple as me can do that. But I reckon it'd be pretty hard to transition, wouldn't it?
Nah.
I haven't seen you kick a footy.
You look at the Irish guys that adapt to our game, that come over like Jimmy Steins, etc. So it can be done.
Yeah, it can be. But I don't know if it's that fair. I reckon it's fair as it is. But another thing, so you think about our guys are now professional. I think Neil Curley was on the radio. It was interesting him talking about when he played in New York. That was fascinating. But you think back then, we probably, those guys weren't professional. But, you know, they were amateur guys playing pilot here against probably the same. But now our guys are full-on professionals. And one of the things that interests me was, you know, we've got some big, they're much bigger bodies and now very athletic, very powerful, fast. The Irish were very quick, obviously, but not as big. And they're part-timers. So that's another poor thing for these poor guys to come up now against very different type of footballers. And I don't think they also tackle. My understanding is in Gaelic football, there's no tackling, and all of a sudden they're getting smashed by much bigger bodies. So I reckon the Irish are doing it tougher than what the Australians
well,
are doing.
Well, maybe what we can do is we can have those games where the Aussie Wolves guys can have a bit of advantage, and then perhaps, I believe in Ireland, they play...
A bit of an advantage.
A huge advantage, but maybe get the Irish, is it hurling team, to come over and play our hockey boys?
Yeah, well, hurling's another interesting sport. And with my name, Carl and Sean, Sean Carl, maybe I'm on the Irish side.
Well, I think once the game starts, you'll bat with Australia.
Well, yeah, I mean, most likely. But I have a soft spot for the Irish, and I quite like the idea. Again, I'm probably not going to be going to watch it, but I like the idea, and I thought that... I thought the Irish guys probably had the shorter end of the stick.
Yeah, I think when we go back and we look at the rugby, we're talking about the state of origin, and I suppose Australia plays New Zealand. That's actually the Bledisloe Cup that they play, not for the state of origin, but that's I suppose they've really sort of like developed that healthy competition. They play New Zealand quite often. Of course, they go to England, etc., whereas Aussie rules... Really, it's only in Australia that we play at a high level. So it's a very difficult question to answer. But maybe what we can do is when Port Adelaide play in China, perhaps then get the Irish to come to China and have a demonstration game there for an AFL game. So that way it satisfies both the curiosity of the people for the international sport as well as supporting what the AFL game's really like. So by having Aussie rules played alongside of it, even if it's only half a game of each, so that people can get a demonstration of both footballers representing Australia as well as the game played at its highest level.
Yeah, look, I think it's not going to be an easy fix, and obviously AFL think that there's benefit from there, and so it hasn't happened all the time, but I guess time will tell whether they continue it or not.
Well, that's an interesting discussion, Sean. So this is the end of the Cut and Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.